Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Nick Ibera podcast. I am Nick Ibera, your host, and this is the podcast that you come to listen to information and discussions on family, fitness, finance, and life in general. If you like what you hear, please follow me, leave me a review, do what it is you think you need to do to help me out to spread the word. Today, I want to talk about something that I've talked about a lot with family and friends throughout the years, and it's about diversifying your portfolio as an individual. And what I mean by that is making yourself more valuable, more knowledgeable, and more understanding about life, about the people that we surround ourselves, and about who it is we are in general. So, when I graduated college, I had a thirst for knowledge, and I still have that thirst. And so for the first couple years right out of college, I furthered my own personal studies in what my minor was, and that was economics, a passion for understanding human behavior through how they spend money and how they purchase, how they sell, how they behave when it comes to finances. And not many people see it as a social science, but I believe that by definition it is a social science. And so for 2 years I studied economics, and then I felt like, okay, I have a better understanding of economics. I want to move on. And at the time I was dealing with some issues with regards to my personal psychology. Became aware of some issues that I needed to deal with regards to some trauma that I had experienced in life on multiple levels and multiple situations. And so I started studying psychology, spent a couple years studying psychology, actually became knowledgeable enough through the things that I was doing to be asked by the Veterans Administration to participate in a course that would allow me to help other veterans deal with their trauma, and I was able to get certified as a peer support specialist through the Missouri Department of Mental Health. And so I spent a couple years learning about the human mind, about human behavior, about human interaction. After that had passed, I was hired as a paralegal at a family law firm, and family law, we're talking about custody, divorce, things that deal with things needing to be done with people's lives when they're going through what is what I would consider one of the more difficult times in life, and being topped by only a few things, one of which is a death of a family member. You know, when we're dealing with divorce, custody modification, we're often dealing with very horrible situations: drugs, abuse, neglect, people withholding children, people withholding money, all out of emotional reactions. And so I spent upwards of a couple of years, and I'm on my third year studying law as best as I could to understand and to be able to help the clients that I help, and also to be able to be that best support staff member that I can to the attorneys that I help. For the past couple of years as well, I have spent time studying physical fitness. Now, I've been part of the physical fitness community for, upwards of 20 years at this point, but it's in the past 2 years that I've really taken it serious, studied body mechanics, studied the difference between what it is when we're trying to gain power versus strength versus muscle hypertrophy, or, in other words, muscle growth or endurance. And became a personal trainer, studied nutrition and those things. Now, where am I going with all this? A lot of people, they are going to graduate high school and go straight into college, and graduate college with the degree that they're told that is going to further their career the most. And they stick themselves in situations where their mind stays very narrowly focused on one topic, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's also a very limiting thing that we do to ourselves a lot of times in life. One of the things that I find most valuable in studying history and in particular philosophy is the idea of the most wise people throughout history are the people that have always studied to gain knowledge. And one of the very best books I could ever recommend to anybody with regards to this concept is Plato's Republic. And in it, he's talking about Socrates and how Socrates comes to try and learn as much as possible. And what is it that he does? He travels around and he tries to understand life and the value of life, what life is about, different topics, by asking questions. And that's what I really think it's what I take away from Plato's Republic is the idea that we should always be asking questions. We should always be trying to expand our mind. We should always be trying to diversify what it is we learn. And one of the ways that we do that is by surrounding ourselves with people who are smarter than us, surrounding ourselves with people who have more knowledge than us, surrounding ourselves by humble people who are willing to teach us the knowledge that they have. We can step out of high school and go straight into college, and we can step out of college and do what it is that we think our goals are, and what's going to make us happy. And like I said a minute ago, there's nothing wrong with that. But do we really know who we are at 18 or 22 or 25 or even 30 years old? I don't believe we do, especially if we have not tried to experience different things in life to find out what it is that truly interests us, what it is that truly makes us happy, what it is that truly drives us to become better people. Now, like I said, I gave a little bit of a background of the things I've done, but you know, I'm coming up on 40 years old, and I've been in the U.S. Marines. I have a college education. I've worked in the industrial industry. I've worked in the legal industry. I've worked in the fitness industry. Hell, I've worked as a cook. I worked as a cook, not too long ago, 6-7 years ago. I was at the bottom of the barrel. I was having to start over because of life decisions I made, and I had to work my way right back up. And I think that without the experiences I had had prior to that, it would have made it a lot more difficult. But to come full circle, I say that I've done all those things, the Marines, college, industrial field, legal field, fitness industry, all those things I had to experience to come full circle to being almost 40 years old and finally figuring out what it is I believe that is my passion, that is what I want to spend my life working towards becoming better at. And that is the fitness industry, and that is doing things to help people attain their goals. And that's me personally. That's not everybody. But the fact is that it took me 22 years in the workforce to be able to figure out what it is that truly made me happy, that truly made me thrive, that truly gave my character, my individual spirit, the want, the need to become better. And so, if you're 30 years old and you have a job that's a good job, but it isn't fulfilling you, I'm not saying quit your job today. Don't do that shit, especially if you have responsibilities with family, mortgage, that kind of stuff. But what I am saying is don't give up on searching for what makes you happy. Don't give up on believing that there's something better out there for you if what you're doing isn't what you truly have a passion for. And if you're 25, if you're 22, if you're 20, do different things, experience different things. Don't get set into a path that that you're not satisfied with because you think it's the right thing to do, because it's what mom and dad said you should do. Experience life. Take adventures. Take risks. Go down those dirt roads that have no street lights, that you can't see what's forward in front of you, but at the same time, you know that it's something, and it's something that's maybe worth traveling down that dark path because you will find satisfaction. I did it. It took me 22 years to figure out what the hell I wanted to do, but I found it, at least I think. And if not, you know, things change, life changes. I have my responsibilities. I'm not going to walk away from anything in an irresponsible capacity because that's not what I'm saying. But the reality is that if we're not finding true satisfaction in what we're doing, then what are we doing? We're going to end up, 65, 70, 75 years old, looking back and saying, damn, I should have chased that goal. Damn, I shouldn't have settled for what I thought was the right thing to do. Don't live with regrets, and don't do things that aren't self-satisfying without first searching for those things that will bring you happiness, that will bring you joy, that will bring you the satisfaction, so that when you are 65, 70, 75, you can look back and say, hell yeah, I crushed that shit. Ladies and gentlemen, again, this is Nick Ibarra. This is the Nick Ibarra Podcast, and I thank you for tuning in.